And once again, welcome to the Power Hour. My name is Dave Krieger, your host for this Friday, October 29th, 2021. For those of you joining us, it's 11:06 a.m. Central Time. And that means, being Central Time, if you are listening, it doesn't matter really what time zone you are. If you hear the sound of my voice right now from whatever mechanism you happen to be listening to us on, whether it's the radio or whether it's thepowerhour.com, yes, you have the power, because knowledge is just that, to call us at 844-769-2944. Now, here's the thing. Since this is Friday, and George Freund called in yesterday and wished me well, but in the process, I also told him that I was listening to bits and pieces of the interview that he did with Dr. Amanda Vollmer. And this was a week ago today. So for those of you, George basically asked if he could come in because he's been trying to get Dr. Amanda on for so long. And so the producers and I discussed it, and we thought, man, it'd be a great idea to get George back on. And so he did this interview. It was totally cool. And there was a couple of things that I wanted to mention about that interview, because we're talking about supplements that might work for you if you've had the vaccine and you want to detox from it. These are four supplements that Dr. Amanda Vollmer recommended, and that's glutathione, NAC, which is N-acetyl L-cysteine, vitamin C and magnesium. And you should also know that the I-complex CS has all of these ingredients, and you can go to thepowermall.com and order these items if you want to detox, or if you're just a little shaky about going through the process of using the internet and you would feel safer talking to a very friendly voice, you can call Jay at 877-817-9829, and I'll bet you right now she is standing by to take your call. So you can do that. We also want to let you know that any time that we are talking about any product on the show, or we have any guest on the show that has a product that you can find in the Power Mall, you're going to get 10% off if you call up and order that product during that week. All right? So right now, this is your last day to get 10% off your Lamb Cream and your Miracle Skin Helon PF by calling Jay or going to the Power Mall. I'd rather call Jay because she's fun to talk to. The other thing is the OptiVita products that you can mix and match. This is your last day to call Jay and place your order to do that too. You buy two, get one half off. And you don't have to buy three of the same thing. You can mix and match the Complete Essentials 30-pack, the Silver Gel 24 parts per million, 4-ounce tube, the Silver Lozenges 60 parts per million, 21 pieces, the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 parts per million, 16-ounce size, the Super Krill Oil 1,000 milligram 60-count size, the OptiVita Vitamin D 2,000 IU 60 non-GMO, the OptiVita Vitamin C, the spray accessory kit, and the O2 Today face mask 25-count. You can get all of those products, buy two, get one half off. So that's pretty much what we're doing here. And besides that, hey, it's Cash Friday. That's right, every single Friday. If you want to support Friday, you can go to #CashFriday or hashtag people say. And the Power Hour radio show, you can save 10% on your purchase at the Power Mall every Friday by using the code CashFriday at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. So all you have to do is go to the Power Hour and click on Cash Friday, and you will read some very interesting stuff. Speaking of interesting stuff, because of the fact that it is Friday, October 27th, October 29th, actually. I was looking at a release date on a couple of these articles, which is what drew my attention to this. We are about to get a real treat as the sun is going to unleash a large solar flare, which could lead to spectacular auroras this weekend, according to experts. For those of you that don't understand geomagnetic events, we are expecting October 30th, that's tomorrow, a large coronal mass ejection, or CME, is expected to collide with the Earth's magnetic field. on Thursday. Yesterday, we had an incredible solar flare eruption on the sun. It unleashed an X1 class solar flare, the most powerful kind. It peaked at 11:35 Eastern Time, according to an alert from the Space Weather Prediction Center. A CME, or coronal mass ejection, also known as a solar storm, occurs when a large mass of plasma and highly magnetized particles violently eject from the sun. Large CMEs can have up to a billion tons of matter and can get accelerated to large fractions of the speed of light. When the Earth is in the direct path of one of these things, these magnetized and charged solar particles interact with the Earth's magnetic field, producing geomagnetically induced currents that can potentially disrupt communication satellites and long-distance cables that provide the world with, yes, you guessed it, your internet. A direct hit with the Earth can also lead to major geomagnetic storms, resulting in stunning aurora borealis. For those that like to see those things and aurora australis light shows, if the skies are clear. So if you have clear skies tonight, or tomorrow rather, when this thing happens, you might be able to see a little aurora borealis depending on where you are. Some of you out there have already had some snow, may have dried up and gone away, or you may still have some lingering effects of that. But in the meantime, this is this news fresh from Epoch Times is where I'm getting this from. This just came in, and we just pulled this stuff up. For those of you who are having some issues with your budget, well, you should know that Elon Musk, whose Tesla stock is soaring like crazy, argues that this proposed billionaire tax that your Congress is talking about getting passed as part of this package will eventually target average Americans. This also coming from the Epoch Times this morning, just fresh, hot off the press. And you can take it for what it's worth. We ask you to do your research. And we also ask you to call that person that you voted for or may not have voted for that is now currently serving in your congressional district and give them a piece of your mind about all of this. Right now, the Democrats are at last report. There's so much infighting going on right now that this Build Back Better $2 trillion or better campaign that they're on right now to try to get this bill passed. It does not look like it's going to go anywhere. So we may have gotten a bit of reprieve. So, but understand, you know, when you got business people, millionaires, billionaires like Elon Musk looking at this stuff and commenting, it's like, okay, you know, take it for what it's worth. For those of you who like to listen to Dan Bongino, he has cut ties with Cumulus Media. Why? COVID-19 vaccine mandate, folks. Yeah, it even got to him. He says you can have one or the other, but you can't have both. And the thing is, Bongino got both jabs. What can I say? You know, people who get both jabs, it's like, okay, are you going to become a super spreader event at some point in time in the future? You never know. We're going to be talking to Dennis Berant in the next half hour about COVID-19 as the means to control and the push for a great reset. And you may have heard the great reset term come about quite frequently. It's where they basically want to turn the entire world upside down to their way of thinking and put us all into a socialist state where the government can be our nanny and control us and change our diapers because we're not smart enough, according to them, to do it ourselves. So this becomes a problem. Dennis Berant, of course, is a contributing writer for the New American magazine. So we're going to be, it'd be interesting to talk to him. In our 12 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to Kenneth Raposa. He's an industry analyst from Coalition for a Prosperous America and a former staff correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. You probably, if you haven't heard by now, the Biden administration is wanting to give certain illegal immigrants $450,000 each if they've been separated from their families. They've been traumatized and they deserve reparations. Wow. We're looking at a potential for like $1 million a family. Where do you think that money is going to come from? Same place everything else comes from, folks, your paycheck. And they take taxes out. According to those people who have been doing the research, Epoch Times reporting this morning, vaccinated people easily transmit COVID-19 Delta variant in households. This according to the UK study. Why is it that we have to resort to UK and Israel to get studies out of there? Because their own government won't tell us the truth. They want to keep us in total confusion because we might figure it out. I think probably 99.9% of all the listeners here on the Power Hour have already figured that out. Where we're coming from and who's going to be the super spreader event. If you look at all of these college football games, they've got tens of thousands of people in the stands. Nobody's wearing masks. They're all side by side, shoulder to shoulder, and they're all screaming blank Joe Biden, and they sound like cheerleaders. I've never seen anything so virally contagious in all my life. We were just wondering whether or not, if anybody's got a video out there, send it to me. If you happen to scrounge up a video of what happened in Rome when President Biden got to Rome overnight, whether or not you got a video of any protesters chanting that when he got off the plane or anywhere near the Pope, or we found out that they canceled his appearance with the Pope, his arrival. They've shut that off. So you have an opportunity to go do a little research into that to see whether or not the people in Italy have picked up on that. Because from what we understand, they may have. So something to go research. But the UK study, according to the Imperial College of London, who has been looking at this for a year now, published in The Lancet that the Delta variant is still highly transmissible within a vaccinated population. Well, darn, if that's going to be transmitting in a vaccinated population, why would anybody want to get vaccinated so they can become part of that problem? That's what I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. 621 participants participated in the survey and found that of 205 household contacts of people who had the Delta infection, about 38% of those household contacts who were not vaccinated tested positive, compared with the 25% who tested positive among vaccinated household contacts. So the immunity from full vaccination also dropped, according to the study, in as little as 3 months, the research also found. They didn't say whether it should inform the UK's booster policy. That could be a problem because they want to give everybody a shot multiple times, and now they want to mix and match. They make it sound like a smorgasbord of what aren't vaccines. So that's a little bit out of Epoch Times this morning. A 37%, if you want to know about our workforce and the Great Reset, we're going to be talking about with Dennis Barrett here shortly. 37% of unvaccinated workers could quit. Now, this is a Kaiser Family Foundation poll. And if their employer required that they take weekly tests or get vaccinated, this is what's going to happen. And this is if the weekly testing option was rescinded, about 72% told Kaiser Permanente they said they would quit. The 60% of unvaccinated workers said they would attempt to seek a religious or medical exemption. So everybody's trying everything to avoid Joe Biden's ridiculous mandate that everybody should be inoculated. Shot in every arm. Well, and there's more news. Ron DeSantis, Epoch Times is reporting, the DeSantis administration is suing the Biden administration. Governor Ron DeSantis has just announced Florida filed suit against Joe Biden, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, and others over mandates requiring employees of federal contractors to be vaccinated for COVID. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in U.S. District Court. It names as defendants Biden, Nelson, six other officials, and five federal agencies. In the complaint, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody wants to injunct the federal government from mandating its contractors require all workers to be vaccinated by December 8th. We've gone from 15 days to slow the spread to 3 jabs to keep your job. Are you kidding me? That's a quote from Governor DeSantis. They're going to get to the bottom of this thing. You know, we have all this Cape Canaveral and all the Space Administration, NASA, everything over there in Port Canaveral. And they're, all their employees and people over there are affected by this, which is why the DeSantis administration has jumped in and decided to start filing lawsuits. So this is going to be something that crazy. And again, I reiterate for those of you that are doing some research here, Joe's meeting with the Pope was still on. It's just that the appearance of him showing up, the media coverage of the meeting with the president of the Pope, that's not happening. So just so you know, for those of you doing the research to find out if Let's Go Brandon was screamed by the Italians when they got there. Oh, gotta love it. Oh, let's see what else here. We have, besides Pedo Joe, we have Pedo Andrew. That's right. Gotta love that. Cuomo Sapien here. He has been charged with misdemeanor forcible touching. Of course, that's going to, because of the fact that the lady that he allegedly molested was not a minor, he doesn't have to go on the sex registry. Forcible touching is a Class A misdemeanor in New York State, can carry a maximum sentence of 1 year in jail or 3 years probation. Yeah, we'll see about the 1 year in jail. You just you're already scratching your head and going, ah, there's no way they're not going to toss him in the can. It's not going to happen. He was a governor. We can't humiliate him like that. Now, see, all the liberal prosecutors would throw Trump in jail if they had the their druthers, but that's not going to happen either because they got more important things to worry about than go chasing somebody that they've hated the last 4 years and made no bones about it. So it's kind of crazy the way things are working in America today. For those of you into naturopathic stuff, the UK's largest vertical farm that uses only sunlight begins its first harvest. Offenham was completed in 2021. It's already producing lettuce and bok choy for sale at supermarkets, with strawberries planned for winter when the days become shorter. Even though the Green reckons they can produce 2 million heads of lettuce a year, the location is just one-tenth the size of future products, or projects, rather. Offenham covers only 3 acres. It's a vertical farm. Their vertical farm at Longford, rather, that's now in the planning phase, is going to cover 32 acres. This is situated in between Glasgow and Edinburgh in Scotland, with good access to major roads. Longford's going to include rainwater harvesting to cut energy costs to aid with that. Native landscaping around the former mining area of Longford. So there's some interesting news about how people are growing vegetables, which is something probably everybody needs to start researching if you're not already. Grandma and Grandpa used to can a long time ago, had root cellars. I think it's a pretty good idea that given what the other side fears might happen because of the supply chains, part of the problem that you may find solution to is becoming a little bit more self-sufficient. That would be a good thing. For those of you that want some, I think a mulch pile's good. Where it is now, don't rake those leaves. They're good for your yard and good for the planet. So if you can't get motivated to rake the leaves off the lawn, now you can make excuses and go sit in a hammock. I'm not raking the yard today. You'd be saving the environment as well as making you more healthy. According to, this is the lawn that's making becoming more healthy, the National Wildlife Federation says that leaving leaves where they fall helps critters in your yard and contributes to a healthy ecosystem. Well, what critters are we talking about? They don't mention that, but I know they're there. I see deer every so often here along with the raccoons and the squirrels and whatnot. So any number of things, you know, the smaller bits act as fertilizer. Some of you may have chickens. I did too. Chickens and straw make really, really, really good fertilizer material. It's the hottest fertilizer out there, the chicken manure, to be nice about it. I know that's what a lot of you thinking that your politicians are. You may have renamed them chicken manure for short based on their behavior. There's an anti-cancer drug that's out now that's derived from Himalayan fungus, and apparently it has cleared clinical trials. Believe it or not, it's a new drug, NUC-7738. It's a novel chemotherapy drug. It's derived from a fungus, has up to 40 times greater potency for killing cancer cells than its parent compound with limited toxic side effects. This is a real problem for those of you with cancer that, you know, if you haven't been in that circle of influence, you would know chemotherapy is not really the best way to treat cancer. I kind of don't like it because it's poison. If I had it, I wouldn't take it. I'd find some other alternative. And here's a possibility. NUC-7738. Get in your DuckDuckGo and Google that when you're not talking to Jay, ordering some of the stuff from the Power Mall. Website, once again, is thepowerhour.com. Here's a little novel thing, as long as we got a couple of minutes left of this segment. Thousands are offering to host tiny homes with homeless residents in their own Seattle backyard. Now, just imagine putting a little tiny home in your backyard for a nice little homeless person to live in. That's amazing. You know, little tiny homes, and it's almost like these homeless people are like welfare cases just about, and we can call them stay-free mini pads. How about that? This is one of these interesting things that's going on. Apparently, we have some philanthropic people in Seattle that want to help others through the Block Project. Its name playing on the words for the neighborhood for the shape of the tiny houses that this gentleman, Rex Holbein, wants to pioneer. So we'll see how that goes. Tiny homes in Seattle. Wow. The California vineyards that once used only toxic chemicals are now using nesting owls. They used to use super toxic pesticides that poisoned everything, including their wine. But the barn owls, hey, guess what? The hawks and other birds of prey, raptors is what they call them. They're being welcomed now into the vineyards across California because of their skill in catching rats, mole infestation, and gopher gobbling. So now they're some good things to get. We'll be back after the break with Dennis Barron. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off on all Miracle Skin products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Miracle Skin products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
It's 32 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, Friday, October 29th. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad that you could join us. Now, how do I know that you're joining me if you don't pick up that phone and call 844-769-2944 and tell me what's on your mind? Whole idea here is social intercourse, folks. Many of you are preparing to masticate. Some of you will be doing it together at the table, hopefully. I always like to toss that out there because people just kind of like, all right, what did he just say? You won't catch me using profanity, and I appreciate it when you don't do that either when you call in. But we definitely want to engage in your thought processes and find out exactly what's going on. We're right now trying to raise Dennis Barrett. He was going to talk about COVID-19 as a means to control and the push for Great Reset. But, you know, before we get him on here, there's some things you should know. Mercola, just sometimes Joe Mercola, who's a doctor down in Florida, comes up with some very interesting things on his website. And this particular article I'm referencing here is a 14-page article called Who Owns the World? And you talk about the Great Reset. You have to understand what's going on behind the scenes. Because even though some of these companies that you know and utilize in your everyday life, little do you know that a lot of these players, major players, have infiltrated the back doors of these major companies and now own majority shares in each of these companies. And the hits just keep on coming. A handful of mega corporations, which are private investment companies, dominate everything we eat, we drink, we wear, we use, appliances, doesn't make a difference. These investment firms, like I said, I think you should know who they are. There appears to be hundreds of competing brands on the market, like Russian nesting dolls. Larger parent companies own multiple smaller brands. In reality, all packaged food brands, for example, are owned by a dozen or so larger parent companies. These parent companies, in turn, are owned by shareholders, and the largest of them are Vanguard and BlackRock. No matter what industry you look at, the top shareholders and therefore decision makers are the same. Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, Berkshire Hathaway. In virtually every major company, you find these names among the top institutional investors. These major investment firms are in turn owned by their set of shareholders. One of the most amazing things about this scheme is that the institutional investors also own each other. They're all shareholders of each other's companies. And at the very top, Vanguard, BlackRock. Their largest, BlackRock's largest shareholder is who? Vanguard, which does not disclose the identity of any of its shareholders due to its unique structure. And I mean, we're talking about PepsiCo, Coca-Cola. I mean, we're talking about everything here. Apple, Android, doesn't matter. You're out there fighting over which product is better, and the same companies own all of them. You got to love that. And when it comes to Great Reset, Now, how does all that play in? Well, it's a means of control, folks. And who would know that better than Dennis Barrett, who we now have on the line? Dennis, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be here. Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you have to understand, folks, Dennis is a research professional writer, okay? He's covered subjects in history, theology, science, tech. He's worked as an editor and publisher and is former managing editor of The New American. So, Dennis, we were talking about the world domination and world control. This all kind of plugs into what COVID-19 we feel is being used for as a lesson in control mechanisms. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree with that, and it doesn't take a whole lot of looking if you take a look at the policies that are pursued by international government organizations down through their aligned non-governmental organizations right to national implementations and even in the U.S. at the state level. You see that all sorts of the policies that have been pursued have not really been about so-called protecting the public health. They've been about controlling public activity, and it's been very directly related to those things. Whether you look at masking, which has been widely promoted as a means of controlling infection spread, that doesn't work scientifically to control infection spread. When you're talking about an airborne virus, the masks, especially the cloth masks, they can't do it. It's physically impossible for them to control that spread. But what they do is they do a couple things. They test people's ability and willingness to comply with nonsensical regulation, and they also control people, you know, because people who are wearing masks send a signal to their fellow citizens, if you want to be the right kind of person, you'll do this too. And that's the means of social control. And really it comes back down to something we've all been against for many years, which is bullying. Look at the bullying that's happened in the schools. We've all been against bullying, and yet here we are. We accept bullying when it comes from government authorities and non-government organizations forcing us to do these things with regard to COVID.
Exactly. Now, the other thing, too, is that this is all part of a bigger agenda. For those of our Power Hour listeners out there that are probably very familiar with some of our previous show hosts and guests that have been on, including Dennis, there are moves afoot to try to globalize this entire functioning world into one unified network of a surveillance state called the Great Reset. You may have heard that before. Dennis, you might like to elaborate on what your take is on the Great Reset and where we're headed with that right now.
Well, my take on the Great Reset is that it is part of a larger program. That larger program is the United Nations Agenda 2030 program for sustainability. And Great Reset is, in my view, the corporate part of that. And it goes back to the World Economic Forum and its relationship with the United Nations. The World Economic Forum is partnering with the United Nations in Agenda 2030 to promote the Great Reset down through the corporate side of enterprise. And, of course, one of the organizations that participates in that has been BlackRock. I know you've just been talking about BlackRock. The head of BlackRock is a major player with the World Economic Forum. He's on the official the official roster of people participating with the World Economic Forum, which is led by a gentleman by the name of Klaus Schwab. Those folks believe that they need to invest in environmental, social, and governance integration. They call that ESG investing. And ESG investing pushes things like climate change activity, investing in so-called green energy, removing investments from fossil fuel energies, all of the things that are part of the green agenda and what the Biden administration calls Build Back Better, which, you know, you talked about how this is, transnational, not necessarily national. You know, in the United States, we see Build Back Better as a slogan of the Biden administration. But Build Back Better is not just the Biden administration slogan. It's been used by the Trudeau administration in Canada. It's been used by the UK, the Boris Johnson administration. And it's been used quite frequently by the United Nations, which, again, takes us all the way back to the UN Agenda 2030 sustainability plan.
Well, and everything else, Dennis, from what my research is indicating from all the different authors and doctors I've talked to regarding this subject matter, is the Great Reset has been in the planning stages for decades. And it's just not one network that basically is the underpinnings of the World Economic Forum. It's everybody that's involved in the United States government, in deep state and various other aspects, including Fauci, including the drug manufacturers, Big Pharma. Everybody's involved in this great reset, because apparently the elitists have convinced themselves that the world only can have 500 million people in it, because we sure can't sustain for the next 8 years. The world is going to end in 8 years if we don't do something to control the population and control the climate, which then brings us to the next nefarious project, and that is the vaccine, which isn't. And so your take is, as part of this great reset, they want to eliminate as many people as they can. Is that you have that feeling?
Well, I have that feeling, but I think it's more than a feeling. You know, we can take a look back at history, which, you know, we should be doing. And you can take a look at the past 100 years of what you might want to call elite oligarchic opinion on the matter of population. And whether we go back to the eugenics movement with Charles Davenport early in the United States, or if we move that through to the Rockefeller family and the Rockefeller family and their long-term program to a study population and promote population control right up through the Kissinger report in the 1970s to the United States government on whether or not there are too many people in the world and what we should do about it. There has been a 100-year-long, more than 100-year-long effort to first propagandize the idea that there's a Malthusian problem in the world, the Malthusian problem being that U.S. population, that not just U.S., but world population expands faster than resources, and therefore it's unsustainable on the planet, and we have to take back this population, cut it back immensely. And, you know, here we are with just the exact things that are plausibly deniable to make that happen. We have the COVID pandemic, which really affects if people who get sick, really affects the elderly. The vast majority of the people who passed away directly from COVID were the elderly. And, of course, that works out very well for people who are concerned with the financial sustainability of our Social Security setup, for instance, because we've had a movement of elderly people from the so-called boomer generation retiring, and we haven't had enough workers to support that retiring. So isn't that convenient? We're now killing off with COVID all the elderly people. And it's already having a drawdown effect on the number of people taking Social Security, as reported by Bloomberg. Bloomberg actually made this connection back in May. And then beyond that, you know, you have the vaccines you mentioned coming out, and we don't even know anything about long-term safety data with regard to these vaccines, but as everyone knows, we're rushing forward to force everyone to be vaccinated, including kids, without knowing what kind of safety data is required for this to be even remotely safe. Meanwhile, we have the VAERS network and a number of other places, you know, starting to show the signal very clearly that these things are very, very dangerous. Many people dying with blood clots and cardiac events, and even young people, far beyond what you normally expect. And you see the disconnect most, most starkly with regard to other things that are taking place. So, for instance, the FDA last week, I'm sure most people noticed, put out an advisory, throw out your onions because a few hundred people got sick with salmonella. Throw out all your onions if you don't know where they came from. No one died from that, but we have to get rid of the salmonella onions. Where's the FDA reaction on the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who have had these debilitating reactions to the vaccine? I think it puts it in stark contrast when we can say nothing about the dangers that that represents, but we can have the FDA say, my gosh, immediately throw out your onions because a couple hundred people got sick. There's a disconnect here, and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the irony of it all, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just amazes me the logic behind, or the lack thereof, behind this particular government, because they just, you know, flat out denied, first off, that they didn't do gain-of-function research, and then they basically led us down a wild goose chase in various rabbit holes, small enough that Alice in Wonderland would have had to do a half a pound of mushrooms just to get through. The problem I have with it is they're manipulating the data. They're not telling us the whole story. They're not telling us what the long-term reactive effects are. They're not telling us that the people who are vaccinated, and we have to rely on, as I was saying earlier in the program, Dennis, we have to rely on the UK and the Israeli studies to understand what might be coming down with America, and we're not even getting all the data there, but we're getting more data than we are to the CDC and NIH and everybody else, including the Medicare system, which is really showing the data coming in of over 200,000 people being affected by the jab in one way, shape, or form, usually resulting in death. So where are your you're looking for sources? Do you have any suggestions of where you've been doing some digging and research on this?
Well, you know, you have to dig really hard to get to a lot of these things. And, you know, they try to obfuscate the data. You know, and this goes back, here's an example of some data obfuscation. You know, back when the pandemic was getting started and Andrew Cuomo was forcing nursing homes to take, you know, COVID-sickened people back into the nursing homes, which anyone looking at that would have been able to say, you know what, we're putting the sickest people in contact with the people most susceptible to getting sick and dying. That doesn't make sense. And yet that was so heavily obfuscated. You have to really dig to find out what happened. How many people actually know that the New York Attorney General's office actually did a report on this because they were so alarmed by what was happening? They found that the government of New York was hiding 50% of the casualties from that. And this is, again, from an attorney general report in the state of New York. So a lot of things get obfuscated, but there are some good sources out there that people should look at. Certainly my own publication at the New American Museum, we have dozens of writers who are paying constant attention to what's happening with regard to COVID-19 and the Great Reset and the United Nations Agenda 2030, and we cover that regularly. And just to give a little bit of a very, very long interview with Dr. Robert Malone in Virginia. We sent a team out there. One of our journalists conducted the interview. One of our filmmakers from our headquarters.
Yeah, all of the frontline medical doctors in various interviews and had lunch with Judy Mikovits and talked at great length. I mean, the woman is just a brainiac when it comes to this stuff. And you were talking about the Great Reset, Dennis, that a lot of these people are, your research team is plugged into a lot. What's their short-term goal that you think we should all as Americans be looking out for? Do we have any warning signs, things that could manifest themselves that would give us a clue or a cue that we need to react? Is there anything that you've come across in your research?
Yeah, the most direct warning sign is that they want to force 100% of the population to have the jab. And that is extremely concerning. I don't think anyone ever in medical history, biological history of sciences, has ever advocated that a particular medicine be applied uniformly to 100% of a population. That's a frightening thing, frightening from more than one point of view, in fact. Frightening from the point of view of why exactly scientifically do they want this to take place. Are they trying to cover up the results that might be obtained by having a population that is not vaccinated, for instance, that you can compare to the vaccinated? That's a question that remains open. The other thing is just the freedom aspect of it. You know, when in American history has it ever been possible for it to be feasible for the government to say every single person should be forced to do something? That's just completely un-American. It should never happen in this country. That's a significant warning sign.
Okay, now what's happening in Australia, do you even envision that happening here?
You know, that absolutely could happen here, but for one thing, and we need to be very much on the lookout for it. We have a constitution that separates the power of government in a way that does not exist anywhere else in the world, including in Australia. And we have a Bill of Rights that protects fundamental take away from us. Again, this doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. This is making the United States the bulwark against 100% worldwide tyranny. So when we see efforts to undermine the United States Constitution from wherever they come, this would include people calling for breaking up the country through some sort of civil war. Those types of things are direct attacks on the foundation of freedom in this country, which is the United States Constitution. We must maintain that at all costs or we are lost. And we are not just the only ones that are lost. It's not just the bulwark of protecting freedom here in this country, but because it protects freedom in this country, it prevents the worldwide imposition of complete tyranny. So protecting the United States Constitution, our separation of powers, our Bill of Rights, these things cannot be overthrown without extreme danger. So it's very important that we protect them.
Well, the leftist power base, Dennis, seems to me like everything that's going through their heads right now is a virtual pipe dream. They really, when it comes to like the environment, for example, they don't have a clue as to how they're going to replace fossil fuels with anything else. So in the meantime, let's just tear down what we got and maybe we'll come up with some. I mean, they're flying by the seat of their pants on this one. And to me, if they're participating with the World Economic Forum and the jokers up there, these people have their own set of pipe dreams and they all have to come to the same conclusion in order for it to work. And so far, I haven't seen where they've done that. What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, it's never going to work. You know, civilization progresses because it uses energy. And the more advanced your civilization becomes, the more concentrated the sources of energy must be. Now, the left-wing green side of things wants to do the exact opposite. They want to move us backwards to much more diffused sources of energy. And what that means is that we can't support the kinds of scientific advances, the kinds of civilizational advances that we all need to have if we're going to move forward as a civilization, which has a very specific tie back to what we were talking about with population. If you can't support the population because you're not using, concentrated sources of energy, and you're doing a much more diffuse source of energy, you need to reduce the population. And so I think from the left, they're the folks that really want to call the population too high, and they say it's not sustainable. They want to back that population down. They've been calling for this for decades. And so that works just fine for them to say then we need to get rid of, you know, concentrated sources of energy, whether they be nuclear power, which they've always been against, or fossil fuels, which they've always been against, gas, oil, that type of thing, and go back to solar and wind, which can only support a much smaller population. I mean, we saw this in Texas last year with Texas with the blackouts, with the bad winter weather that Texas had. You know, green energy can't supply the energy necessary to keep a modern civilization working, except under very fortunate circumstances, and those don't always apply.
Right. Well, see, and a lot of what Texas went through was due to this little nonprofit called ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. And they basically were the ones that engineered these rolling blackouts and put everybody in the dark when they didn't need to be. And obviously, right, when you look at scenarios like this and people have to prepare, if we have any more harsh winters, and it doesn't matter where you are, what part of the country you're in, if there's a loss of electricity, that's going to foil everyone's plan. But just leave that to some rogue state to say, hey, we got a great way to gain America's wealth, and let's just put them all in the dark ages with an EMP attack. And then let them all kill themselves, and within a year we can move in and take over. I mean, doesn't that sound like a wonderful plan? I don't see where the leftist Green New Deal folks or anybody with Agenda 2030 is even thinking like that. What's up with that? Do they have a deal with anybody not to launch an EMP strike on America?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that they can't see beyond their biases. And they very much often are people who live, I think, in the East and West Coast. You know, I mean, we call that kind of colloquially, we call that sort of the East and West Coast bubble that they live in. And they don't get out of that bubble and see what it's like in the rest of the country or really the rest of the world. And so they can't see beyond those biases that they have. And that puts us in a very dangerous position, like you were just talking about. I mean, if we have our electrical infrastructure go down, which is the distribution network for our power, if that's down for any period of days at all, what we see with the supply chain crisis now is the tip of the iceberg, and I mean literally the tip of the iceberg. You have 4 days without electricity, and all the food starts to spoil. You can't keep it on the shelves anywhere if it's fresh food. You can't heat your house. You can't light your house. You can't run industry. That's the biggest thing that most people don't realize. Our industry runs on electricity. Whether you're building cars in Detroit or Louisville, Kentucky, or you're making a widget somewhere else, everything is run on electricity. So that grid goes down, we grind to a complete halt in a matter of days. And if that doesn't get restored, the situation rapidly can get so far out of control that it can't be easily restored.
And that's one of the things that most people in America know, and one of the reasons we haven't been taken over is because the only thing that they know, that I know, that most Americans probably have already figured out is the only thing that doesn't rely on electricity is a hand racking a 30-round clip into an AR-15 and pulling the rack back and loading the chamber. That's what they know. And that doesn't require electricity. That requires human function and the willingness to shoot somebody that's invading your space in a threatening manner. And so, you know, this is part of the problem is you're right. I don't think that the Great Reset folks in the elitist have quite figured out that, you know, there's some troublemakers out there that would love to destroy the infidels. And they would love to just, you know, pester us with one of these nukes up in the atmosphere 275 miles when you have an EMP commission that has been decommissioned. And the resulting report was that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and that it's going to drive America and throw them into a civil war, and that nobody's bothering to tell the American people, hey, guess what? The government has protected itself and its infrastructure, but, well, they just kind of left you out. I mean, that's got to be a good feeling, isn't it, Dennis?
Well, it's a little bit disconcerting. And, you know, it's really disconcerting because our foreign policy hasn't exactly enamored the United States of the rest of the world over the past, 40, 50 years. And we have a lot of great power competition going on with regard to what's happening out there in the rest of the world. We've antagonized Russia. We've antagonized Communist China. Communist China doesn't even need to be antagonized to dislike us. They view us as their direct competitor.
Yeah, I wish we had more time to talk about this, Dennis, but we are just, the clock has just run out. I'm getting signals from the studio that we've got to take a break. But I really appreciate your time, and people need to go to the New American and look at Dennis Behrendt's articles talking about COVID and the control mechanisms in the Great Reset. Dave Krieger, join us after the break on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.